Hey everybody, it's Terry Miller again for another episode, and this week I'm sitting down with my co-host
Craig Lux,
talking to you about what he has been up to during our break in between seasons here. We are currently in season three, we have episodes going up, and I just kind of wanted to touch base with him and see where his head was and what he had been up to during that time.
Oh Lord, I've been all over the place actually. I've spent it was like a half a week, so like 4 days in Orlando, and then I've been in Charlotte a few times. I've been in Texas. I just became a little world traveler here in the past little couple months. It's been a lot of fun, but traveling nonstop it's exhausting. Can't even lie about it.
Yeah, it's almost like you have jet lag all the time.
Yeah, it was fine the first, like when I went to Orlando it was fine, and then when I went to Charlotte, I don't know, and then I've started kind of picking up the bottle again a little more heavily here recently, and I think that has a big factor into it as well, but it's hard not to do when you're traveling. Like, it heightens things, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it definitely does. And traveling, you sometimes make poor decisions, too. Because you tell yourself, oh, I'm traveling. I'll just stop it when I get back. So, I completely get that.
Yep, and I'll tell you about... I guess I only made one big mistake while I was in Texas. So the first night we were there, we stayed at the New Virgin Hotel there, and it's not downtown, but it's really close to downtown Dallas. Very nice hotel. But when we checked in, they were like, Samantha, my friend we've been traveling together. She signed up for this red card. I don't know, but it's some little program that they have, and from 4 to 5 every day, you get free drinks. There's like certain cocktails that are free. So we got there at like 4:20. So by the time we got checked in and everything, we had like 30 minutes. So what'd my dumbass do? I went to the bar and I drank like 5 drinks in 30 minutes. So that's how the night started. I mean, we had a blast. We met a couple people there, and I mean, we were just talking to them. There were two girls that had went through some things, and you know, I've been on the whole life path journey or the self-growth journey. So it's not really all I talk about much anymore, especially when I meet new people. So, of course, that got brought up. And then it got their stories brought up. So it was a really good conversation. But I was really also really intoxicated in those 30 minutes. So 2 hours after the fact, I was like, fuck. But, of course, we were still drinking. So, yeah, good times. But then we like went back to the room and got ready. We went out downtown and we went to one bar, and I remember that. And I guess that I blacked out, of course, because you know I haven't been drinking heavily here recently for quite a while, but I was this night, and I guess I made out with this big old country dude in this bar, and then I disappeared from Samantha.
Oh,
well. Yeah. So come, I think it was like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. I wake up to this fireman standing outside of his truck asking me what the fuck I'm doing, because I done fell asleep in the back of this motherfucker's truck. And I don't know who this man is.
What?
Well, let me tell you, I was scared to death. I thought this man was going to kick my ass. I thought I was going to jail, because I could have. Like, I could have very easily been taken to jail. But I just was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Like, oh, I got way too drunk last night. I have no idea what the fuck happened. Like, I have no idea how I'm here. Like, I don't know how I got in the back of your truck. I have no fucking idea. I just got myself out, and I just walked away. Yeah, talk about scary. Maybe I shouldn't be telling everybody my drunken stupors, but yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was the biggest shenanigans that I got into. to say the least.
All right, so on that note, let's kick off the theme song here real quick. So, it's always a good time when Craig and I are hanging out. We always dive deep into those things that Craig gets into, and we're going to get right back into it. So, you woke up in this guy's truck, and you had no clue how you got there.
Yeah, I had no clue. It was at a fire station. So I guess he, okay, so the bar, so I lost my phone that night also. And it was at, I'm guessing I went to this bar after I left Samantha, after I disappeared. I'm guessing I went to this other gay bar called Mr. Mister. And that's where I lost my phone, which was literally right next door to the fire station where I woke up in the guy's truck. So I'm guessing, I don't know if I was just like, I'm guess I have I honestly have no idea. The only thing that I could think of is like I thought, oh, there's a fire station. I could go crash in one of their vehicles and they don't mind. At least I'm being safe. No, girl, that is not what happened. That is not, I don't, yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah, I'd have to say that's probably the most insane thing that I've ever done when I was drunk.
All right, so
I've done some pretty reckless shit.
how about we talk a little bit about your time in Texas, because I know you got to go do a bunch of really cool stuff there for drag.
That was Texas. That was the first night that we got there.
Oh, and it was the first night.
Yeah, that was the first night. That was the first night shenanigans. But after that, I guess maybe I needed that to happen because, like I said, my drinking was kind of getting out of control again. I was catching myself getting drunker and drunker. And I needed something to fucking scare me straight again, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, so that was the first night. And then, like I said, I lost my phone. So the second night, yes, the reason I went to Texas was because Samantha set me up with the Unleashed LGBTQ event, which was a 4-day live event online, of course, because of COVID and everything. They had lots of different famous people from Carmen Carrera to, I'm so horrible with names, I don't even know all the names. But it was a pretty awesome event, just kind of like we do, just kind of bring up different topics about the LGBTQ community. And yeah, so it was really cool. But she set me up with him to do the event basically because she's really good friends with him. She's known for like either, I think it was 14 years they've known each other. So yeah, that was really cool. So the next night that all my shenanigans happened, I guess the night that I actually met Wesley. He came over to the hotel. We had a couple of drinks there. And then he went and drove us to go get my phone from Mr. Mister because they didn't open at 7 p.m. So we hung out with him for a couple hours that night. And then the following day is when I went and did the event. I've done makeup tutorials and stuff before, but for some reason I was very nervous about this one. I don't know, just because, I don't know, I guess it was for a different platform and it wasn't just like me at home doing it, I guess. I don't know.
And it seems like it's a pretty
Yeah.
big platform.
A big platform, yeah. Especially, it's pretty big in Dallas. Of course, he's spreading the name out, trying to get it through the US, of course. And I mean, he's doing it. I mean, it's definitely working, but Yeah, it's awesome what he's done with it so far. I think he's had it. I think this is the first like big event that he's had. I know. I think he tried last year to do something similar to this, but it was on a much smaller scale.
Yeah. I know I reached out to him on Twitter and asked if he wanted to be on the podcast sometime. And he said he was totally down for it.
Yeah, and we just started season three, so that'd be cool to have him in, because we could kind of pick his brain too. Because I mean, it's very similar, I guess, kind of platform as this, right?
Yeah, they kind of go together. Kind of go hand in hand
Right.
because I mean, like, even if it was like 1 year when he didn't like a live event, if he did another one, if we kind of like put ourselves in there and asked him if we could have a spot, and then we can kind of get our name out there and kind of share things that we share usually. And he seems to share a lot of similar things, different but similar to us, and our approach to it is more with like humor and having guests on to tell their stories and stuff, and he was kind of doing that too, but adding some of like the dra more of the drag aspects in it that you can see and live and stuff.
Right. Yeah, I think next year, from what I understand, is as long as the whole COVID thing is kind of going the way it is, and we're seeing the light of the at the well, kind of seeing a very dim light at the end of the tunnel, I guess you could say. Next year will be like an actual like at Pride, and it'll be more in person than the virtual thing, but that's the world we live in right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely is. A lot of things are virtual, and with sharing things and trying to keep sharing things, you have to do it more virtual or like we do with the podcast, and so people can enjoy it from the comfort of their home and not have to go out to a big crowd of people. So it is much different.
Right. And it was really cool how he'd like, because it was like he had Carmen down there, and they of course like touched base on the whole Drag Race thing and the whole trans and that whole world. But then he had like, I wish I knew their names. I'm so bad with names, and it's something that I need to work on. But like he had the one guy cooking some pastry, and then another guy that he is in musicals and he does theater, and so him and his partner were on there singing. So I mean, it was cool how he had all those deep conversations as well, but then he had the lightheartedness, I guess too. And I don't know if a lot of it wasn't like live, just because of the fact of things glitching. Like I know I'm not the only one that was like actually live, but that's why he wanted me to do it like full on live, is so that I could interact. And then my dumbass forgot my contacts, so like I couldn't read the screen when people were commenting, and one of the comments was like, "He's not even like responding to us." And it was like, I was at the end, I was like, "I'm so sorry that I couldn't respond to anybody, but like my blind ass can't see shit. Like I'm surprised I was able to do makeup because I couldn't see. I didn't have my contacts."
Don't you hate when you do
It was an
that?
experience.
When you travel and you know you need to take something and then you completely forget it. It's just like when I come down to Tennessee to do podcast stuff and I forget one fucking wire. I am so mad at that point that I'm like, oh, now I gotta order it. But once I order it and it gets here through Amazon, I'm gonna be gone. So what do I do? So then you end up having to improvise.
Yeah, that's why I did like half my face, and I literally only did one eye and a lip, and that's because I was like, I'm not gonna be able to do this all in 30 minutes. I mean, I can't do that anyway, so I mean, that was kind of the plan was for me to do like basically my whole face except for one eye and a lip. But I was supposed to do an eyebrow on the camera, and I was like, no, I can't do that, like, because you want me to do my eyeliner and put these eyelashes on and like get these lips to look right with no, and I was like, no, I can't do it. Like, I'm not gonna be able to do it. So I was like, I can do like the eyeshadow in my lips, and that's all you get from me. And
Ha
I went back and answered questions after the fact, after I could put my my glasses on. But yeah, and then I met a couple people actually that was the ones commenting. I met them that night because after we did all that, and then I did my we he set me up for with a photo shoot with hold on, let me get his name real quick. Because again, I'm really bad at names. Anyways, he's a really good photographer. He does a lot of like modeling photography. Like his work's amazing. It's Anthony something. I can't think of the full name. But he knows Wesley very well, and he was at the house. So after we were done, he was like, "Oh yeah, and you get to do a photo shoot." And I was like, "Yay! Finally, I get to have actually professional photos of me." So it was really cool.
The photo that you shared definitely turned out really good. It was a really good photo. And
Yeah.
I was like, wow, who did he have to suck off to get them done?
Samantha. Basically. But yeah, that was just he sent that like that's not even all of them. I mean that's we I only I didn't do a word an outfit change. But I did do the drag and then I got out of my I got out of drag and put boy clothes back on and then we had a little like Boy George photo shoot as well. So I'm really excited to see them. I haven't gotten them yet, but that's just because that was a free photo shoot. I mean, and he's a busy man, so he has other things he's doing. I understand that. So I'm just waiting patiently for them so I can see them.
So on Instagram, his name is at Adrian Lopez Photo.
Adrian, that's it.
Yeah. And
Yeah, he
you.
lives in he's from Houston, but he mostly all of his work is in Dallas because that's where all the big agencies and stuff are.
And you can see the
But he
picture
travels for the
that you're talking about on our Instagram for the podcast.
it's beautiful for sure. I was nervous because I never done a photo shoot with I mean I've done it by myself in the convenience of my own home with a front-facing camera so I could see what I looked like. So I had no idea what the fuck I looked like as I was posing. I was like, I feel like I look stupid. But he kept showing me him, and I'm like, okay, I guess I'm doing it. I'm doing it,
Work.
guess.
Man.
Yeah, and then we all after that night, after his whole thing was done, we hung out with Wesley all night. We went out and of course got drunk again, but I did not get near as drunk as I did the night before. Well, no, the night before was the first night I met him. The first night I was in Texas. I'm gonna try to eventually just forget that all that shit happened because that was a
Well,
mistake. But you get Craig in a new city and get a bunch of drinks in him, he's bound to act a fool.
yeah, sound like you had fun though.
Yeah, I did. It was a lot of fun. It was good. I think like I had fun in Orlando and I had a lot of fun in Charlotte. Like I loved Charlotte, but Texas was definitely like I don't know, it was just a different kind of fun. 'Cause like, you know, we know that Craig's been a hoe lately. But Texas wasn't about that. It was nothing about that. So it was just me living life, I guess you could say. I didn't have any what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know.
You were
I
just being
just
a
went to
free
have fun.
spirit. You're just being
Yeah.
a free spirit.
Right. That's exactly what I was. And the bars there, like the gay community down there is so massive. It's just it was nice. A lot of hot men, so if you could ever go to Dallas and have time to just go and check out the men, it's pretty good.
I do want to go to Dallas sometime. I hear that it's pretty fun down there, especially for Pride.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. That's why he was kind of disappointed about the whole COVID thing this year, because he knew like he'd been kind of setting up this live event, the the Unleashed LGBT event for some time now, and he of course wanted it to be like at Pride and in person, but he just couldn't. So he's really hoping that it is there. And we should, so the night, or I guess, yeah, the night that I did the event, we went out to Mr. and 5 minutes within me walking in the door, one of the managers there walked up to me and like got my name, my information, and said that if I'm ever there on a weekend, just let him know and I'll be booked on Saturday. So
Awesome.
yeah, I need to make a trip down there. Maybe you can come with.
Yeah, we could podcast down there
Yeah.
from Dallas. That would be pretty cool.
Yas.
I would like to do some more traveling for the podcast. That
Yeah.
would definitely be
And
fun.
of course Wesley is in Texas, so if that's the case, we could both kind of like we could tag team and do stuff for
Yeah.
both of us.
Yeah, that's
There's
really
someone
interesting.
that's
And I think that's like
just
with us growing the podcast and everything, I think that's good that we network and we find different people that have the same mission that we do and kind of work together to grow together, so to speak.
And that's something that's probably one of the biggest, I guess, lessons that I've learned during these last, what, 2 months of me kind of traveling around is I never thought I was good at promoting myself. I thought that I just didn't think I was good at it, whether it be my drag or the pot, anything really. And come to find out, I'm actually really fucking good at it if I just stop trying to, I don't know, put myself in a box and just be me, like the journey that I've been doing, and just actually live it instead of just talk about it. Because that's something that I've kind of realized too, is I've been helping so many people, not really helping so many people, but just spreading, telling people about my journey, that I think I have forgotten about my journey, and I've been kind of focusing on, well, this person needs help, everybody needs help, so let me just start helping other people. And I kind of lost focus of like what I was actually doing for myself and what I had done. And I was telling people like, you got to stop worrying about what other people think. And I have been doing that, but I also haven't been doing it in the same light. Like, I catch myself all the time now that me and Katrina actually were having a conversation last week sometime, and she kind of opened my eyes to like, yeah, I've been telling everybody like, you gotta stop worrying about what other people think and like fuck everybody. Like if you want to do something, do it. And if somebody has something to say about it, well, that's on them. That's not really on you. It kind of brought to light that maybe I've lost focus on that for myself. And yeah, so I had my eyes open. So that was really nice. Yeah, I wasn't expecting. I thought I was still doing it like 100%, like, and I wasn't. I haven't been. So,
Yeah, and I think
yeah.
you learn things in weird ways too. Like, I think we talked a little bit about this before, is that when you're doing things in life, like this podcast helped you learn something that you didn't think that you were going to learn from it. That trip allowed you to learn something. So everything you do in life, you don't realize it, but you're learning from it. And if you don't catch what you're learning, then you can't grow from it. But if you catch it, then you can grow from it.
Right. You have to be able to spot it and label it, and I guess put your words into actions. I think that's where I'm at right now in my journey, is like putting, 'cause I was doing really good, like I said, and then I don't know, just I was too busy focused on other people, stop focusing on myself. And maybe that's selfish, but I mean that's part of it. That's what you got to do. You got to be selfish to in order to truly, I guess, figure yourself out. I don't know.
Yeah, and like
Ouch.
I agree with that because I've been learning a lot about myself too by being more selfish and opening my mind to different things. Trying to figure out who I am has been a big part of where I'm at now. And it's helped me to be more comfortable around people and get to know people for who they are but I'm still being selfish because I still need to learn things. So I'm still trying to keep my eyes open to that. And I've come a long way in the last couple of months from, talking with you, everything with Doug and learning from all of that, growing from all of that. It's been a really good lesson for me in my life. And now I'm at a different point where I have all these opportunities and possibilities and things I want to accomplish, and I'm going to fucking accomplish them because I love myself more now. Like, if anybody asks me if I love myself, I can actually now say that I do love myself. Where before, I couldn't say that. I hated myself. I didn't like who I was. I didn't want to be this person. But now I've embraced who I am and I embrace the person that I am. And it's really helped a lot with my growth.
For sure. I guess our first podcast, like that was an eye-opening thing for me, and that's kind of when my journey started, like my true journey started. So I mean, just the last couple months. But like you said, like I can honestly say that I love myself now. And yes, I still make mistakes. Yes, I still do these things, but at least I wasn't making the same, or I maybe I may still making the same mistakes I was a year ago, but the way I look at them and learn from them is in a totally different light now. And that's because I can say that I love myself, because before I would have been like, oh, I'm strong, I can deal with this, and I would have just kind of like got over it. Instead, now I'm like, I am strong, but now I got to look at why I did it and figure out the reasons that added up, or yeah, that added up to me doing this, and then I can't do it again.
Yeah, and it's all a learning curve because you have to learn why you're doing it, what made you do it, and then if you can open your mind to that though, then that's actually a really beautiful thing. And that's what I've realized. I've been able to open my mind to it. Why did I make that decision? Now, why, how am I going to fix that decision that I made, type of thing. So, and everybody makes mistakes. It's just how you learn from them. Everybody fails. It's just how you come back from that failure. You in life, you have so many mistakes that you make and so many failures. And if you let those mistakes and failures get you down, then you're never going to be successful. It takes about 100 failures before you are successful. So just keep doing you,
Yeah,
boo.
you have to fail in order to learn. Like you have to make mistakes in order to learn, or else you're just going to stay stagnant.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I'm very proud of you, and I've seen your growth. And from the first time I met you to where you are now is two different worlds. So, and I've seen it just by talking to you, video chatting with you, doing the podcast. I've seen it. I've seen you take more initiative to do things and be successful at things and put yourself in positions that before you would have been very awkward in and you would have never done it. I.e., the podcast was probably the first thing. You were uncomfortable as fuck. And now, Unleashed LGBTQ, you were probably uncomfortable as fuck, but you still did it and you put yourself out there and it's paying off because you do love yourself a lot more now.
Exactly, and I'm able to realize that it's that statement. You have to get uncomfortable to get comfortable. Like it is a true statement. Like even traveling, and yes, I had Samantha with me and I had friends with me, but that's not how I promoted myself. I went out and I talked to other people. 2 years ago, I would have never done that. A year ago, I probably would have. I had started the journey on like introducing myself to people, but the way I do it now is way different than I was doing it when I forced myself. I didn't have to force myself this time. If I made eye contact with somebody, I went over and I talked to them. Like it's what I do now, and I have never been like that. So, yeah, I've changed leaps and bounds from when you met me. That's for sure.
It's been beautiful change though, and that's why I think that you and I have built a relationship is because we were kind of those two peas that were in the same pod and we were both trying to figure things out, and learn and love ourselves. And we've kind of worked together to help each other grow in different ways. Like you've done your different thing, I've done my different thing, but we still have that sounding board because if I need you, I know I can call you. And if you ever needed me, you know you can call me and we can kind of like talk and bounce things off of each other. I mean, there was a long stretch of time, like with everything with me and Doug, and I didn't want to lose Doug as a friend and everything. And a lot of our conversations did revolve around that because you were helping me see the positive side of things and not see the negative so much. So you working with me helped me, but at the same time, it was helping you. And I think that's the beautiful piece of friendships is you can kind of work together to get to a common goal.
Right. Like you said, that bounce back and forth, like, because even in those conversations, like you said, I was helping you, but it was helping me. It's because when we were talking about things, and like when you came to a conclusion, it kind of opened my eyes to things that I had been through or things that I was going through still to this day, that it's like, oh, so I'm looking at it in this way, which is kind of the same way you were looking at it, maybe a little different, but kind of this hindsight, like the same thing. And it was like, oh, so I have to just redirect my thoughts or like recalibrate it to kind of put the other person in it as well. Because I think that's the hard thing sometimes is like, yeah, I'm going through this, but they're also going through it. And sometimes I don't think about that. And
I think it's kind of like
I think
putting yourself in other people's shoes. You're putting yourself into that person's situation. And when you do that, it's your situation, but there's elements there that help you calculate what is going on with your situation or vice versa. It could be the other person. You help them realize it. And I think that sometimes it's tough to put your head in that space of being in that with somebody else and then seeing those elements and kind of piecing them together and calculating it towards what you're going through. And it takes a lot of brain power and there's a lot of flows that happen with that, you know, with energy and everything. Because, like, girl, I know you and I, we vibe, but sometimes my energy's off the charts and sometimes your energy's off the charts. So, like, to have those people that help you stay grounded, that's the true meaning of friendship and growth and learning is having somebody there to help you settle a little bit, to process and think through things.
Right. And something I've noticed, I'm just curious if it's kind of happening to you too. Ever since like I've had my, I guess, my eyes open to things that the reasons I couldn't accept myself, and now that I am loving myself like 95% more than I was, it seems like everybody that's been coming into my life recently has been kind of on the same journey, whether they're even as far as into it as I am, or if they're just at the beginning of the journey. It just seems like everyone that has been coming into my life, or people that I've known, but I'm getting a lot closer to, quote unquote, like Shell and Katrina. Like I've gotten really close with them in the last couple months, and it just seems like it's because they're taking steps to better themselves, to really truly figuring out and being their true selves. And there's a couple other friends, like there's Philip, there's who else? Even Samantha. Like it just seems like everybody that I have became a part of their life and they became a part of my life, they're all on this journey for self-discovery. And it's just crazy how that happens, because it's never been a thing for me. Like I meet people and they're like, oh yeah, I'm on this path of self-discovery. But now that I am on it, it seems like everybody coming in is on it, and it's like I'm kind of helping them because I have been doing it for a little bit longer than they have. Like, because I've kind of been on this journey for like 2 almost 3 years now. No, I haven't really made steps until here recently, but like I've been trying, and I'm able to help them with it. And it's just, are you noticing like people coming into your life, they're kind of in that on that same path as well, or is that just
No, I've definitely noticed
me?
that as well. I've definitely noticed that people that have come into my life definitely are on that same journey and learning things. And it's also people that have been in my life before have even started to think about their self-discovery and who they are as people and owning who they are a little bit more too. And I think that the people that have been coming into my life are confused people. They're not sure where they're at or where they're headed. But with kind of talking with me and stuff like that, it's helped them kind of open their eyes. For instance, I had one transgender person reach out to me on Facebook and was talking about being on the podcast and kind of like talking about like the self-discovery thing. And they never realized that they needed to start looking at themselves more in a positive light. And so that was kind of a beautiful exchange there, talking with them and everything like that. And that's the kind of things that really warm my heart is when we can all come together and work together. I know that with you mentioned Shell and Katrina, it breaks my heart when I hear that they say that the gay community don't support the trans community because I've always supported transgender people. I don't see them as anything different. And it breaks my heart when they feel that way because it's true to an extent. And that's something that I feel like really needs to change.
Right, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at too with the transgender thing. Like I said, I was not very educated when it comes to that because I wasn't put in the gay community. But now that I am, it's just unbelievable to me how they are treated still to this day from our community. It just makes no sense. Like they are us. Like we are them. Like we're all one. Like why not just be a family and fucking support one another? Like every day of the week. Like there's not. You shouldn't just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do it this day, but then other days it's like, nah, it's okay. Like we all have to make steps to better not only ourselves but our community, basically, because that's what the quote unquote straight community, that's where they get their judgments and their ideas of us is how we act and how we respond to one another. And if we're responding negatively towards one another, that's exactly how they're gonna respond to us.
Yeah, and I completely agree with that. And I think that us as a community and the LGBTQIA plus community needs to start embracing everyone, not just it almost feels like cliques to me at this point. Like you have the gays, you have the lesbians, you have the bis, you have the trans. We don't need cliques. This isn't high school. Like, bitches, come together, be a family as it was meant to be, and stop judging. You have no room to judge somebody else because people have always judged you. So don't pass judgment onto them. And that, the whole thing with the transgender community, they are people and they deserve to be treated as people. And you shouldn't look down upon them because you, quote unquote, think they're different than you. They're not. They're still people. And I think that, in my personal opinion, that needs to change. That mindset needs to change. As a gay man, I fully embrace everybody in the transgender community. I find it fascinating when they tell me their story. Shell and Katrina, I find them very fascinating. They're beautiful people. But I've also taken a chance to get to know them outside of them being transgender. And that's where the whole thing is. I don't believe in these labels. We're people. Yes, they're transgender, but we don't have to label them as that. So that's kind of my feeling on it. And it kind of upsets me and makes me angry because of the lack of knowledge that people have, and they won't gain the knowledge. Educate yourself, before you make an assumption.
And that's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did. I was never one to pass judgment on anybody different than me because Lord knows I'm different and I have my own quirks and we all do. But like I've never really been one to like really pass judgment on other people. It's just like unless they do anything wrong towards me, like we cool. Like we peoples. But now that I am more involved in the gay community, like I have definitely like I ask questions. Like I'm not afraid to ask questions because I know that I'm coming from a great place. I'm coming from a good place, and like I have to educate myself. And I'm finally at the stage where I realize that. Where before I guess I just didn't realize that I was so uneducated about things. But I mean, the only way to change that is, like you said, just by educating yourself. Just do some research, ask questions, like. People usually don't mind if you ask questions as long as you're not like facetious about it. Like, I haven't ran across one yet.
Yeah, and
And
definitely
like you
like
said, like, go ahead.
even with Shell and Katrina on the podcast, we asked them some questions that, could have been uncomfortable to the average person, but they were willing to share who they were and their story and how they got to the realization of who they were. And asking a question is never going to hurt anybody's feelings. It's how you present that question.
Right. That's a big I guess kind of what I was going to say was like you said like when you were talking to when you started to get to know this the other trans woman, right? That you have gotten to know is a trans
Yes.
woman, right?
Yes.
Okay. How you were like she just was like you just have like I never really thought that I needed to be more positive about myself. Like that like that's one of the biggest things that I have been telling people because that's been one of the biggest things that have really made an impact on my life towards myself is I just have to stop thinking negatively about myself. The fuck up. Like, yes, I've made all these mistakes, but that's okay. Like, there's still a lot of positive that I do. And I forget that. And that's one of the big things that I told Katrina as well is like, we remember all these bad things that we've done, that we've been through. We've went through all this trauma, and that's what we focus on. But instead, like, we have to retrain our brain to, instead of if something bad happens, we can't think about all the trauma and the bad things that have happened. We got to think about those good times, like when me and my sister were outside playing on the playground. Like, I never really thought about that stuff until here recently because I changed my mindset to instead of going straight to the negative, I turn straight to the positive. Like, even if it's a bad situation, it's like what came of it? Yes, I ended up and I almost got my ass kicked by a fireman, but I learned that my drinking was getting way out of control and I got to get that shit back in together. And now I'm at a state right now where I'm pretty sure I'm done drinking. At least I'm gonna try. Like, knock on wood, I can't say that I'm going to stop, but like I'm definitely in a place where like I'm back on that path that I know that I need to put more effort in that. And then the second thing is, shit, what was we talking about? Shoot, what was we talking about? Education.
The trans community.
No, fuck. It was the positivity, like thinking positive about yourself. And oh, the second thing is like if somebody comes into your life and they start asking you questions and it is in a malicious way, cut them off. Like don't even give them the time of day. Like if somebody is bringing negativity into your life in any sense or fashion, even if they're your best friend, if all they do is talk about woe is me and like constantly talk about negative shit, like that is not healthy for you. Like anyone, like if even if it's me and I'm being very negative every single day of the week, girl, cut me off. If it's just one day, be like, girl, you're going through some stuff. We need to figure it out. Like, and if they're not willing to figure it out, if they're not willing to take the time to even acknowledge that you can't, because I don't have the mental capacity for it anymore. Like, people being negative around me constantly, I just don't have the mental capacity for it anymore. Where I used to, I would try to fix them, I would try to help them, and I just can't do it anymore because it breaks me down. It's happened twice. It happened in January and it happened 2 weeks ago when I was at the bar and shit just kept getting brought to me that had nothing to do with me and I fucking broke down crying because I just couldn't deal with it. But I didn't want to be mean to them and be like, fuck off because they were my friends. But at the same time, I couldn't deal with it because it was fucking me up. Like, it was fucking with my gig, and I can't do it anymore. So I went backstage and I sat there, and I didn't mingle with nobody because I just couldn't. And you have to do that. You have to separate yourself from those kind of interactions with people, no matter if you know them really well or if you don't. Like, especially if you don't know them and they bring a negativity, be like, girl, I'm so sorry. We are not meant to be apart and we are not meant to cross paths. Like, you need to go over to the other side of the bar and leave me alone. Like, I'm not afraid to tell people that anymore. It's just, those are the two big things that have helped me the most, I think, honestly.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. You cannot in life you have to surround yourself by the people that build you up, not tear you down. The negativity tears you down and it starts to make you resort back to what you were, not loving yourself and not being comfortable with who you are. Because that negativity then clouds your growth because you're thinking about that negativity and trying to help people all the time was always my thing too. I always was trying to help somebody. I figured that if I help somebody, then I was helping myself. But at the end of the day, when I was helping all these people, I was hurting myself. Because I wasn't growing, I wasn't learning, I wasn't processing things the right way. And I was then the one that needed help, and nobody was around to help me. So that's what you run into, is you have to help yourself before you can help others. And you have to be strong before you can do things for other people. And I think, so on the subject of that, I think, when my journey of self-growth really started, I kind of had this I call it an aha moment. So there was a young girl that I work with at the pizza shop, and we were at a party, and she was going through a lot of stuff mentally, and she ended up taking a trip to California under me talking to her about, figuring out who she was and growing and stuff like that. And I think that was the turning point for me because I could tell this young girl that she needed to figure out who she was as a person and be more comfortable and stronger as herself. And then I started thinking about it, and I wasn't strong as myself. I wasn't a really good sounding board to even be saying that at that time. So then I had to step back and start processing things and started growing. And it was a rocky road. It was not easy. And it's nothing in life is ever easy. But where I'm at now, I feel more comfortable than I did when that exchange had happened.
Right, and that, I mean, that kind of goes back to what I said about, like, me and Katrina's conversation last week. Even though we are in this place and we have done so much growth and we have figured out a lot of things, we're still gonna figure out things. Like, we're still gonna go through things, and it's still gonna take us time to, like, really figure out why and what the purpose was that we were. And like I said, like, I could talk a good game because I was like, and I was doing it. Like, I was putting my words into actions, but not as fully as I thought I was. And like, I had that conversation with Katrina, and it was like, well, shit. Like, I kind of started slacking on it. And so yeah, I mean, I totally get where you're like, yeah, I'm telling this girl how to do it, and then you realize you're like, well, fuck. And that's kind of the same situation. It's, you have to realize that you can only give advice. But that advice isn't going to be taken unless you're also doing it. I think that's the big lesson that I learned with from that is I'm giving all this advice, but I don't think people are really going to take it in because I myself am not 100% doing it, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. So, we're actually going to wrap it up at this time. Thank you so much for doing an episode with me to kind of catch up as, we move forward with season three with some new guests, with some new really cool things that we're going to try to do and plan out. in the coming episodes. So until next time, you can follow the podcast at facebook.com/KOABDpod or on Twitter and Instagram at KOABDpod. You can also get merch now by going to millerparks.com. Many different products. We have some that support Shell and her journey for her self-discovery. And until next time, stay true, stay weird,
Stay positive. Stay positive.
stay positive, this is stay queer, and always be a big deal. Bye.
Do
I don't know what I can see. I don't know what I can be. I don't know where I have gone today. All I know is now I have my friends all around. And I'm kind of a big deal. Kind of a big deal. Hello, everybody. This is Terry Miller from Kind of a Big Deal podcast. And I'm here to tell you all about our new venture into doing some bonus episodes. I am a huge lover of crime stories and true crime stories. So I have teamed up with Jerry Manis, my dear friend, to bring you Kind of a Big Crime. We will talk through murder cases, domestic abuse cases, many different types of crimes, to give you the backstory on these crimes and our opinions on them. So, listen to the bonus episodes called Kind of a Big Crime. And also, the beauty of it is they will be released on the Kind of a Big Deal podcast RSS feed. So what that means is you don't have to go anywhere to find them. If you follow or subscribe to our podcast on your favorite listening app, you will get them as they show up in the notifications. We will also release more information on the day that we're going to release these episodes and if it's going to be a monthly, weekly, bi-weekly adventure. But until then, I would just like to say thank you for all of your support and listening to Kind of a Big Deal podcast. And supporting all of our ventures along the way. So, I say, always be a big deal, and goodbye.